News Radio 1150 KSAL. Clark Sanders, Jeff Gerritsen, and we have John Horvat on the phone. Hi, John.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
Well, great. Doing great.
You are the, you must be an old guy. You can remember Sundays when they were a lot slower, and I would add myself into there as well. I once heard a pastor not too long ago say, if you're not enjoying Sundays, you're not doing it right. He said, you should follow me around, because I'm a bum on Sundays after he gets done. But should America get some Sunday rest? That's the question. John Horvat, author of Return to Order, joins us. John, good morning.
Okay, great. Yes, I think they should. People are not machines. We all need rest, and not just rest at work, but also rest at home. And so I think there should be a day when everything shuts down. And I just recently wrote an article that says that Germany is the proof that you can do this. They shut down. It's the fourth largest economy in the world, and they like it. It's extremely efficient.
I would agree that we're not getting enough rest, but what's causing the problem? Why not?
Well, I think it's an attitude that we have, an attitude of what I call frenetic intemperance, where you have to have everything instantly and right now, and it's just tearing our economy and culture apart, and money is the most important thing, 24/7.
It's amazing that what they've done in Germany. Could you expound on that or expand on that a little bit? Because apparently you said they have the fourth biggest economy in the world. They're doing okay. How do they manage it?
Well, I mean, they have what they call Sonntagsruhe. At least that's my German for it. And it's they shut down. The shops are all closed. The malls are closed. You can't have lawnmowers or weed whips or anything that disturbs the silence. They take the trucks off the road. The truckers need some rest too. And they go outdoors, they visit family, attend church, and drink good beer.
Well, that leads to rest sometimes. What about, here's one of the things that I think is causing problems. Yeah, and we're not going back. We're not going to do away with them. But cell phones, we are never disconnected, it seems like.
Yeah, that's a great point, because you could used to be able to just to isolate yourself, cut it off. But now it follows you everywhere you go.
We can turn them off.
That's a good idea.
But we don't.
That's true.
I don't know. Why do we need to be in touch 24/7?
That's true. I mean, it sort of mixes everything up. You can't, you bring your home with you to work, and you bring your work home with you to the home.
John Horvat, author of Return to Order. Like Clark said, I don't know how you could turn back the clock or make this happen, but clearly this is an economy or a society that just is in a hurry and wants its service right now. How does that mindset, how do you take a step back from that mindset? Or is it, do you really look at the health of your nation or the health of yourself and say, I got to slow down?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, because just to get rid of the myth that it can't be done, I think is the most important, a very, very important aspect of it. Everybody's got this idea, I can't shut off, I can't do this, and, you can do it, and Germany is an example of, well, it can be done, and there are a lot of Americans out there that are doing a lot of these things who are observing Sundays. I mean, look at Chick-fil-A or Hobby Lobby. They're companies that are financially healthy, but they say, Hobby Lobby says, this is a matter of principle. There are things more important than profits on their, on their website. There are people who are doing it, and I think there just needs to be more, you're not alone.
I think our neighbors to the south have it right. Don't they take a siesta every afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, it is a custom. I've been down to Latin America, and you just say, well, after lunch, you just take a little siesta, and you go back to work a little later, and you stay a little later.
Yeah,
and, be efficient.
My grandpa was a wheat farmer in northeastern Colorado. He took a nap every afternoon. He probably closed his eyes for 40 minutes, got back up, was revitalized, and just went after it till late into the night. So there's something to it.
Yeah,
gotta
doctors
slow
say
down.
It is. They say it does help you. You know, when you just slow down, you're not a machine. That's, I think, the most important thing.
Okay, so what solutions to this problem? We all agree it's a problem. We're not getting enough rest. Not getting enough rest on Sunday. So what's the solution or the series of solutions?
Well, I'm not saying everyone will observe Sundays just because, you know, we got on the radio and said to. But what I wanted to point out when I wrote an article about this is that it can be done. It is being done. It doesn't destroy the economy. It's something we can put on the table, put in our possibilities, and say, look, the world's not going to end if I disconnect from the world on Sundays. And it's an important part of a greater program for a return to order.
And you're saying reconnect with your family instead of shopping, spend some face time with people who you're related to.
Right. I mean, Sundays are not for just doing nothing. It's what they used to call leisure, you know, time to think.
Leisure?
Think about leisure?
What's that?
That's it. It's, you know, you don't have to be an expert. You just think things out, think about the important issues of life, and, pray. You know, that's what God gave us. You know, the seventh day was, think about these things.
Pray and meditate. John Horvath, the author of the book Return to Order. How does one get Return to Order?
You can go to the website, returntoorder.org. We just published our paperback edition of the book, and there are some free copies on there. If you just go to the site, you'll see it right on top. You can get a free copy and learn about Return to Order.
Yeah, read it this Sunday, right, John?
That's right. That's great.
That's right.
I like that.
And not to insult you, John, but maybe if all works out well, you kind of fall asleep while you're reading it. And then you pick it up again next Sunday and read some more and fall asleep again.
Right. You're not under any, you know, you're not a machine. You just be human.
Maybe. All right. John Horvath, Return to Order. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Great being on. Thank you.
Thank you.